I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
That's right, teeing it up and talking golf. It's what we do every Sunday here on Tee to Green, the golf show. Hello, fellow golfers. Hello to all. Welcome. Thanks for listening and for being the most important part of what we do. I'm Jay Ritchie. Debbie O'Connell is off today. The Duke, Robert DeCosa, is in master control, and we are ready once again to talk golf. In fact, today we're talking about the fastest-growing segment in the golf industry. You know, there are basically three types of golf. There's regular green grass golf, 9 or 18 holes on an outdoor golf course. Then there's off-course golf. Think Top Golf or similar facilities with driving range golf, combining golf, food and drink, and entertainment. And then there's screen golf or indoor golf. That's virtual golf played on an indoor simulator. That's what we're going to focus on today. There's a new group dedicated to uniting and promoting the indoor golf industry. It's called the Indoor Golf Alliance. And spokesman Phil Immordino will be here today to tell us all about it. Also today, we dive back into the world of golf podcasts. Tim O'Connor, co-host of the Swing Thoughts podcast, is back with us today here on Tee to Green. It's all straight ahead, so stay with us today on The Golf Show.
It's early Sunday morning. The sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what club should I choose? You know I'm lost out in the forest. Save me from those double bogey blues.
No double bogey blues here. It's America's longest running network radio golf show, Tee to Green, stream live every Sunday at sportsbyline.com. And don't forget, you can also hear us and always hear us on iHeartRadio, the TuneIn app, Stitcher Radio, and worldwide on the American Forces Network. I'm Jay Ritchie, teeing it up, talking golf with Tim O'Connor next, right here on Tee to Green.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Kohl's Friends and Family Sale is so good, you'll want to put your phone on Do Not Disturb. Yep, the only thing you're picking up is deals. Now through Sunday, take an extra 20% off all your fall favorites. From soft throws to slow cookers, warm flannels to cozy cardigans. Plus, earn $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. So go ahead, let those notifications wait, because these prices won't. Select styles, some exclusions apply. 20% offer ends October 5th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hi, it's me, Flo, here to tell you that with the Progressive Home and Auto Bundle, you get 24/7 protection, so you're covered no matter where the day takes you.
Even I added too much water to the pizza dough day?
Yep.
How about getting a call from my daughter to pick her up at the airport because her boyfriend is unreliable day?
Especially that day.
What about finding out that one of my pipes suddenly burst in my basement day?
Progressive has every day covered 24/7 with a Home and Auto Bundle. Also, you have a lot of bad days.
Oh no, that was all the same day.
At least you're covered with Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Golfers listen because we speak their language here on Tee to Green, the golf show. The language being, of course, golf. Hi, everybody, and welcome in. Welcome back. I'm Jay Ritchie. Going solo today, my co-host Debbie O'Connell is off. Robert DeCoz is in master control, and we've got an action-packed, thrill-a-minute show coming your way today later in the hour. We're going to talk to Phil Immordino. There's a new organization out there dedicated to uniting and promoting the indoor golf industry, the fastest-growing segment in golf. Phil Immordino is going to be here to talk about the Indoor Golf Alliance. We've got a few other things coming your way as well, but let's get right to our first guest on Tee to Green today. He was with us a while back. We had some technical difficulties, so we gave another rare Tee to Green mulligan out to Tim O'Connor, who, along with Humble Howard, are hosting a podcast called Swing Thoughts. Tim is going solo today as well, and he joins us right now on the Tee to Green guest line. Hey, Tim, how you doing?
I'm good, Jay. How's it going today, sir?
Yeah, great. Let's get into this a little bit. The Swing Thoughts podcast. Tell us a little bit about it, how long you've been doing it, and what do you guys talk about?
Well, we mainly focus on what's known as the mental game, you know, the mental, emotional, and, you know, psychological and spiritual stuff of golf. We've been doing it for 10 years now. We just did episode we celebrated episode 300 a couple weeks ago. We're at 301. So most of the stuff we talk about is of interest of every golf nerd in terms of, you know, how do I deal with all these thoughts? Why, you know, can I get a good round to the house? How come I choke in tournaments? You know, all that stuff. And so our show, we talked to a number of guests around the world, people like, you know, Carl Morris, David Ledbetter, Sean Foley, you name it. And we get their expert, you know, opinion and help and insights into things. But Howard, our show is a little bit different, too, in that even though I'm a coach, and Howard has done some coaching as well, we don't talk as if we never make mistakes. Like, we talk about golfers and about our own, you know, if you will, vulnerabilities, the things that happen to us in our rounds. And so a lot of times, by talking from a personal standpoint, it's our sense that a lot of our listeners can relate, and also makes for a lot of fun. Howard's a Howard's a 40-year veteran of doing morning shows in Canada, and he's a stand-up comedian and a scratch golfer. So an amazing guy to do a podcast with.
So how did you guys team up? How did you and Howard, first get together?
Well, I've been, along with being a coach, a writer most of my career. I was a journalist with a couple different, the UPI News Agency and the Canadian equivalent of the AP. And I wrote about golf in the 90s. I covered the tour. Anyway, so I was writing some articles about working with a coach and what that is like. So I did a piece that I talked about the golf instructor, Sean Casey, who's very well known up here in the Toronto area, coaching Howard, you know, who's well known as a celebrity type. And Howard and I just said, hey, man, let's meet for coffee. So we went out, and that turned into lunch, and we just found that we had a lot in common. We basically each never found someone as deep a golf nerd as we both were, particularly in, you know, what people refer to as the mental side of the game. So did a couple run-throughs, and Howard, to his credit, said he could make a podcaster out of me, and here we are 10 years later.
Yeah, amazing story. I love it. So the podcast is called Swing Thoughts. You and Humble Howard have been doing it 10 years now. How do you keep it fresh? Where do you get your ideas for the show and your ideas for topics?
Well, thank you. Well, a lot of it is just because we're deep golf nerds. We're always, you know, playing the game or talking about it or, you know, exploring something. You know, I read this ton of books on psychology and golf and spirituality, and Howard plays 5 days a week minimum. He's got a golf club in his hand pretty well every day of the year. So anyways, there's always things coming up on our own, you know, whether it be in our own game or we come across something interesting. You know, we listen to podcasts like yours and Carl Morris and others, and so I don't know, it's funny. You do it like 10 years, man. Like my sister, who's not really much of a golfer, she said, who knew you could talk about golf for 10 years? But there's never any shortage of things to talk about.
So do you guys dish out advice on the show? Do you take listeners? Do you take callers? Do you come up? How does it work week to week?
Well, as a podcast, obviously it's not live, you know, which is different from your show. So we'll get emails for sure, and we'll read them on the air, and we'll have, you know, people ask us questions. There's lots of advice. You know, I've been a coach for 30 years, 20 years I worked with men in an organization called the Mankind Project. It turns out mostly like emotional healing around men. And then I found that through my own research and experience in golf as a journalist and just a deep golf nerd who was totally frustrated, and I did a ton of research and continue into psychology, sports psychology, et cetera. And so, yeah, we have a lot to offer. I mean, I am a coach. I coach golfers in the mental side of the game across North America, right from amateurs to D1 players. I'm the mental game coach of the GTS Academy in Las Vegas, which is connected with the Golf Zone Academy in Richmond, D.C. So, yeah, we do love stories, but we're always trying to make sure that what we talk about reflects the interests, curiosities, concerns of our listeners, who are, you know, most of whom are golf nerds.
What do you find to be when it comes to your listeners and golfers in general? What do you find when it comes to the mental game? What do you find to be the biggest? Is there a common concern, or what's the big focus there?
Most people, the question I get asked over and over again, how do I deal with all these thoughts in my head? You know, whether it's, you know, walking down a fairway going, okay, well, you've screwed this one up, you know, another triple bogey or something, or standing over the ball And, you know, they've got all these swing thoughts coming to them. Our show, ironically, it's called Swing Thoughts, but we rarely talk about, you know, mechanics of the golf swing. But so people find they get overwhelmed with all this information that, you know, we live in this golf culture that, you know, it's a tsunami of information that's available, you know, through those little computers in our pockets. So people just get too much going on in their head. But when you talk about the mental game, what generally happens is just people are focused on, am I thinking the right thoughts? And just thinking leads to more thinking. And whenever we perform anything, whether it be golf, music, or you doing a radio show or business or whatever, we're not thinking about what we're doing and particularly whether we are doing it right. We're just doing it. And so a lot of our stuff that we talk about is how if we can just kind of press pause on all the thoughts, just focus our attention maybe on something different, you know, we can get through and quiet all those thoughts in our mind.
Yeah, I can remember some of my best rounds where I was in the zone and I parred like four or five straight holes and I wasn't even thinking about it. And then I started thinking about it and the round just totally went to hell after that. So how do you do that though?
how do you keep the round from going to hell? Is that your question? Okay.
That's the question.
That's a super common question because, you know, most people who've golfed a lot, they've, you know, through TV broadcasts or they've read some stuff on the, quote, the mental game. They know they're not supposed to think. But the problem is that we're all gifted with a mind, and you can't stop your mind. You can't clear it, if you will. But it's just being aware that you think and be like, okay, where could I put my attention that would serve me? And it could be just,
okay,
in the air,
Tim, we got to take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll pick it up in the next segment. And I got a couple more questions for you as well. Tim
cool.
O'Connor with us today on Tee to Green.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with need to sell my home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
It's the show by golfers for golfers. It's Tee to Green. It's also Destination Listening every Sunday for dedicated golfers, and we do appreciate you joining us. We couldn't do this show without you. I'm Jay Ritchie, going solo today. Debbie O'Connell is off. Robert DeCose is in master control. And we're continuing with our first guest, Tim O'Connor. Tim is out of Canada. He's a journalist, an author, a writer. And he's also the co-host of a podcast, successful podcast. They've been going for 10 years now. It's called Swing Thoughts. His co-host is Humble Howard. And Tim, we got interrupted by the break right there, where we were talking about when you finally get it going on a golf course, and you're in the zone, you've cleared your mind of the clutter. How do you keep it going? And I hated to cut you off there, but let's pick it up right there.
Hey, no worries. First off, I want people to know that if they're playing, they're in the back nine, they got a good score going, they're in a tournament, and go, oh, I could shoot my career score, or I hope to get in the house and break 100, 90, 80, whatever, for the first time or a tournament. You're not weak. You're not made a mistake if you think, if you have thoughts about, I hope I can get past 17, that tee shot, or I hope I don't screw up. And people know that those thoughts aren't helpful, but there's nothing wrong with having them. It shows that you're a human being. Our minds jump all over the place. But what the difference is that what very good players do, professionals, is that they recognize they're having that thought, and they go, okay, what's really going to serve me? And usually it's just getting into your process. Whatever your pre-shot process, you can even have a process for walking down the fairway, feeling your feet on the ground, maybe switching your attention to the breeze on your face, smell the grass, hear the birds, use your sensations. Because your sensations are always in the present moment. So just the problem with people thinking that they're either in the future, worrying whether they're going to have a good score, get it in the house, or they're ruminating, about stuff that happened in the past. And the best things, as you talked about being in the zone, is we're not thinking much at all. We're just in the present moment. We're just, there's the ball, there's the target, hit it. So that's usually, it's just become aware that you're thinking, and then if you are, just switch your focus to usually the process that works for you.
Yeah, stick with that process. The other thing that happens a lot to me is I'm playing a hole, and there may be a hazard, or there may be water to the right, and inevitably I have a friend that I play with a lot, and just before I hit my shot, he'll say, "Don't hit it in the water," and sure enough, that's where I end up hitting the ball.
Yeah, thanks, pal.
Thanks.
What do you get a new golf buddy?
What do you do, besides getting a new golf buddy, what do you do with something like that?
Well, that, again, it's totally common for people to think about danger. I mean, our brain's number one job, going back to when we were just kind of, crawling around, if you will, and dragging our knuckles along the ground, is that our brain's number one job is to keep us alive. So in golf, the water presents, a hazard, a danger. So, yeah, you see it, but what your brain does then is, okay, avoid that. And so there's tension, there's anxiety about hitting the water. Well, that's totally natural. But just recognize, okay, yeah, I'm thinking about the water. What do I want to do? You know what? I want to hit my shot to this target. I'm going to aim at this tree. I'm going to shoot this high. I'm going to shape it this way. I'm going to land it there. So you focus on what you want rather than what you don't want. Jay, I don't think you go down the aisle at your supermarket and go, I don't want this, I don't want that. But that's what golfers do. I don't want to hit the water, I don't want to hit it there. Focus just on what, on where you want the ball to go, and hit your shot. Sounds, you know, it's harder than what it says, but that's part of what very good players do. They focus on the task of where they want the ball to go.
Just a sample of what you'll hear if you tune into the Swing Thoughts podcast. The co-host of the Swing Thoughts podcast is Tim O'Connor. Tim, if people are listening to us now and they're thinking they want to check out your podcast, what's the best way? How can they do it?
Well, we're available on all the major platforms, Spotify, Apple, you know, all of them. So you just put in Swing Thoughts. You'll come to us, Swing Thoughts Golf, and you'll find us that way. My own website is O'ConnorGolf.ca. And I write a blog on Substack. So you can just, you know, do all the search things, and you can find me and Howard and Swing Thought.
How often are you on?
During the summer, we're on every week. But now that we're getting into the fall season, we're doing it about every... We're still doing it every week, because our guest next time is Chris DeMarco, who was... a competitor with Tiger Woods. Remember the shot he hit, the chip that went up and came down?
Oh, yeah.
For Lundquist, yeah. In your life. So Chris DeMarco was leading the Masters at the time, so he's our next guest. So in the fall, to answer your question, about every 2 weeks.
Oh, cool.
Sometimes every week. Yeah.
Yeah, he lives in Colorado now, and I talked to him back in June, right before the Senior Open, which was played here at the Broadmoor, and he was competing in that. Cool guy. He'll give you a great couple of segments as well on Swing Thoughts, the podcast. Tim O'Connor. Tim, thanks for joining us today. Come back and see us sometime.
Thank you, Jay. Yeah, thank you, and thanks to all your good people who work there.
All right, that's Tim O'Connor from Swing Thoughts, the podcast. Couple other things before we go to break here. More back surgery for Tiger Woods, the 15-time major winner, revealed in a statement yesterday that pain and a lack of mobility necessitated the replacement of a disc in his lower spine. That happened this week. The surgery was deemed to be successful. The seventh time that Tiger, who will turn 50 in just a couple of months, has had an operation on his back. And that included a spinal fusion that he had back in 2017. He hasn't competed since the 2014 Open and was making slow progress towards a return after a ruptured Achilles in March. No date had been penciled in for him to return, but it was expected he would only play some part of the new season of his new TGL Indoor League. The latest setback probably will eliminate those chances and add to questions around whether he'll ever be able to play again or be fit enough to manage any kind of successful sustained comeback. It's the third major surgery he's had in 2 years, having undergone the Achilles operation earlier this year, a micro decompression procedure that he had in 2024, and ankle surgery in 2023. Woods hasn't played since the Open Championship in July of 24. Back surgery accounting for much of his layoff, plus there was the death of his mother, and he's currently ranked number 2001 in the world. He's played only 11 events since that car crash back in February of 2021. TGL's second season officially set to kick off in December. Yeah, a couple of months away, and it doesn't look like Tiger is going to be making that at all. He will turn 50 in early December, I think, is his birthday. Boy, talk about feeling old. Tiger Woods turning 50 years old. Now, he could play on the Tour Champions, and if he does elect to do that, you can ride a golf cart on the Tour Champions. John Daly has elected to do that in a lot of events, and there have been other players over the age of 50 who ride while they're playing on the Tour Champions. So that could be a big benefit for Tiger if he is fit enough and if he decides he wants to jump to the Champions Tour, the Tour Champions. Riding in a golf cart may help him get along on that tour, but we will see. Just health problems after health problems for Tiger Woods.
late in his career on the regular tour. It derailed, of course, his chances of catching Jack Nicklaus or surpassing Jack Nicklaus for the most major championship wins. That and a lot of the personal problems he had back around, what was that, 2009, 2010 or so. And now it looks like his body is just falling apart and breaking down, and it's almost impossible for him to mount any kind of comeback. He's been doing a great job with his son Charlie, and he's been mentoring Charlie and helping Charlie out. Maybe we'll see Charlie a lot more, but it looks like it's not looking good for any kind of comeback for Tiger Woods, although he has been written off before, and he, much to the surprise of a lot of the experts, came back and played well when he has been able to stay healthy for any amount of time. We're going to come up on another break here, and after that, we're going to be joined by Phil Immordino. Phil's an old friend, a good friend, and he's down in the Glendale, Arizona area, and there's a new organization out called the Indoor Golf Alliance. We'll be talking to him about that as we continue with another Sunday edition of Tee to Green. Stay with us.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816.
800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Your top source for golf news and entertainment on the radio, online, on your smartphone. It's Tee to Green. It's the Golf Show with you today. I'm Jay Ritchie going solo. Debbie O'Connell is off today. Boy, we're already looking at, what, mid-October? And let's hope there's a round of golf in your immediate future as we, whether it's a regular round of golf, a green grass golf, or whether you're hitting Top Golf or one of those driving range facilities, or maybe the weather's already gotten a little chilly where you're at and you're thinking about virtual golf on an indoor golf simulator. A lot of people doing that these days. Good weather or bad weather, indoor golf is the fastest growing segment in the golf industry, and there's a new group out there that's just been launched to help to unite and elevate the indoor golf industry. It's called the Indoor Golf Alliance, and Phil Immordino, spokesman for the IGA, on the Tee to Green guest line as we speak. Hi, Phil. How you doing?
Jay, I'm great. Thank you so much for having us on.
I'm surprised that somebody hasn't come up with this idea sooner.
Well, it's a lot of work. I think the industry just caught up with everyone way faster than they realized, and all of a sudden you now have almost 5,000 locations in the U.S. that offer some type of indoor or simulator experience. So you've got 5,000 operators, you've got golf courses that are jumping into the game, and you've got a lot of golfers coming to play the game. So whether it's entertainment or whether it's serious competition, it's busting from the seams.
There's a lot of moving parts here. What defines indoor golf? Can you put your finger on that?
Well, it pretty much is self-explanatory. Indoor golf means off course. So for the most part, I mean, again, you've got some golf courses that are crossing over and offering indoor facilities at their on-course property, but for the most part, it's facilities that offer some type of simulator, putting, whether that's for instructional, whether that's just flat-out entertainment, or sitting in a waiting room waiting to get your car fixed. So all types of facilities are, working with bringing simulators into their locations.
We've been saying and we've been hearing it's the fastest growing segment of the golf industry. How fast is it growing? How big is it getting?
Well, I can tell you that stats show that more golfers played simulators in indoor golf last year than on course golf course. So 28
wow.
million golfers actually played some type of indoor simulator golf. The 16 million of those folks aren't even like what we call serious golfers. So either they're taking up the game, they're starting to learn, or they're just out having a good time with their friends. You see a lot of corporations using it for team building. So it's hitting a big, broad group of folks. I think people can play indoor without the stigma, without the scariness of playing at a real golf course.
Is it men, women, kids? What's the demographic?
I think you're seeing the same demographics pretty much as you do in on-course golf. It's 75% men and 25% women. So the juniors are still playing on outdoors, but I think you're seeing a lot more instructors offering juniors indoor opportunities. And the other fun part is the senior market, which has grown because now they're building indoor facilities that are combined with health and exercise. So you can come work out, stretch, lift weights, have a smoothie, and then hit some golf balls.
Oh, that sounds great. I could definitely get into that. So tell us about the IGA, the Indoor Golf Alliance, and what's the plan there?
Well, the Indoor Golf Alliance has been created to pull the industry together. Right now, you have a whole lot of folks that are out there on our desert island working on their own, trying to build a business. And our job is to pull the industry together, offering communication, education, networking opportunities. So we're here to help the new person who is considering getting into the business and trying to make a decision. Do I buy a franchise? Do I go independent? There's some folks who are just getting started. Just talked to Drew in Washington yesterday. He just quit his job, sold everything, and launching his first business in Washington. So you've got folks who are basically just getting started and need some direction. And then you've got the old pros who have been around for a few years, and they're ready for some new ideas. They're ready to get creative. And how do we put on a special event? How do we bring corporations to do team building? How do we do crossover promotion? So our job is to communicate with the industry, is to offer education and ideas to help them build their business. And then bring networking opportunities. We have a series of podcasts, webinars, meetings scheduled coming up. And I'll let you in on a little secret. We're about to announce the first international indoor golf and technology trade show, which we're finalizing the details, scheduled for July in Las Vegas of next year. So our hope is to bring everyone together to meet each other, to learn, to network, and to help build their business.
That's a great idea. I mean, look at the PGA show, what it does every January in Orlando, and is it going to be along those lines, similar?
Yes, absolutely. It's going to mirror the PGA show. In fact, you'll have a lot of crossover because you find a lot of the simulator companies at the PGA show, but now they're going to have their very own show. You've got independent operators going to be, you know, more focused on their own show with educational tracks that are geared towards them and what their needs are. And then you've got some golf courses that are going to want to, right now there's about 2,000 golf courses that offer some type of indoor facility and or something on their driving range like a TrackMan or a Top Golf experience. And so you're going to get a crossover. You're going to get golf courses coming to learn more about indoor golf and possibly, including it into their properties. But the other fun part is we're partnering with some universities, with Las Vegas University, with Syracuse, with Pennsylvania. So now you've got a lot of students and kids coming out of college who are looking to get into the industry. And so we're opening up a whole new job market. And what I'm excited about is this will be an international show. So you'll have people from all over the world coming, looking at investment, looking at trends, and networking with the folks in the U.S.
Is the international growth similar to what we're seeing here in the U.S.?
I will just tell you, it's way bigger. They've been doing it a lot longer than we have, and it's taken off all over, mainly because of the weather. And so, and then in Asia, you've got the population problem. They're not building any more golf courses, and so people still want to swing the golf ball. So there are a lot more indoor facilities in Asia and in Europe than there are here. So we're playing catch up.
Phil Immordino, we're talking about the Indoor Golf Alliance. It's been launched to unite and elevate the fast-growing indoor golf industry. Phil, what kind of feedback are you getting from folks in the industry about this?
Nothing short of overwhelming. We've got folks reaching out to us all over the world. We've got a lot of folks who are saying, hey, help us with this, and are you going to be talking about this, and, you know, thank you for the newsletter. And so we've done a survey, we've gotten their feedback, we're answering their questions, and starting the news information. We have a weekly newsletter, and there's so much news that probably is going to be more often than just weekly, because there's so much going on out there. But the weekly newsletter talks about new facilities opening up. It talks about new products and what's the latest software, and it also talks about, you know, the trends and special event ideas, talks about the demographics, talks about the financial impact and how you make money and how you lose money. So our newsletter, which comes out weekly, which is free, by the way, to anybody who's either in the industry or thinking about getting in the industry, and, you know, they can get that newsletter at no charge and be updated on what's going on in the industry.
The slogan is Uniting Indoor Golf for a Stronger Future. The website is indoorgolfalliance.org. Phil, there's so many things that we've just talked about for the last 10 minutes or so. Is there one thing that you've identified as being the thing you have to address the most as far as the indoor golf industry?
Well, I would just try to remind any business operators, number one, if you're thinking business, that this is a great opportunity. Whether you have a standalone facility or you partner with the golf course, people love to hit the golf ball. That's an automatic. So I think it's a good investment. I think it's a good opportunity, and it's fun. This business, as you know, Jay, we've been doing this for a long time. Golf is fun. But on an individual level, let's just say you're a golfer, this is opening up Pandora's box for you, because now you can golf all year round. You don't have to wait for the weather. You don't have to wait for a tee time. You don't have to pay some of the high expensive, you know, fees to play a full round of golf. You can go play indoor golf for an hour if you can take a lunch break. But here's the fun and exciting part about indoor golf, Jay, is that it ties all golfers together around the world. Soon you'll be able to play. In fact, now you can play your buddy in Japan in a round of golf. You'll be able to gamble against your buddies and bet your $10 Nassau anytime you want. There'll be skins games. They'll be closest to the pin. There's software now that is allowing some fun friendly betting between buddies, as well as competition. So you're seeing leagues pop up. You're seeing competitions pop up. You'll be able to compete as a golfer to not only your buddies that you're there at a party with, but your buddies you went to high school with on the East Coast or the West Coast. So it's going to be fun opportunity for individual golfers to participate all year round.
So what is your role in all this? Do you have partners? You have buddies helping you out? What are you doing?
Well, I guess my role is to try to pull this whole thing together. In fact, this morning I'm working on educational tracks for the trade show, and we'll have, you know, 16 incredible educational tracks with incredible experts from around the country. So yes, we have a huge team. We have dozens of advisors. These are individuals in the industry that are giving us advice and thoughts. We have a team together that's marketing experts and strategist experts. So we've got a great team put together that's coordinating the newsletters as well as the suppliers and how they can get involved. So if you're a supplier, if you're a component salesperson, if you're helping the industry at all, we can help get the word out for them, whether through the news or whether through blast emails, whether through website representation. So we've got a great team of advisors, and I would say the experts in the industry are helping us along the way.
The Indoor Golf Alliance, serving as a lead hub for connecting, for education, promotion, and innovation in the indoor golf industry. Again, the website is indoorgolfalliance.org. And if I go to the website, Phil, what am I going to see?
Well, first of all, you're going to see an easy sign-up for the newsletter. That's going to pop up right away. But you're going to see several sections. You're going to see a tab on information, which will give you research, which will give you data, which will give you information on the industry itself. You're going to see a facility finder. We pretty much have got every location in the country identified. So if you're looking for a location to play in Iowa, you've got it.
All right.
There's also
Phil and Morvino. Phil, we're out of time, but we need to get you back on to talk about this down the road. Indoor Golf Alliance, Phil Immordino here on Tee to Green. Thanks, Phil. Great job. Good luck.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215. You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later.
800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
Fastest hour in radio, quickest hour in golf, Tee to Green. Boy, this is a day when we could have used a couple of hours to do the show. That's what happens when you get great guests like Tim O'Connor, co-host of the Swing Thoughts podcast. For more info there, go just Google Swing Thoughts podcast, and it's all right there, and you can figure out how to listen to the show as well. And Phil Immordino with the Indoor Golf Alliance. Man, do they have a lot going on. IndoorGolfAlliance.org is the website to find out more information there. Thanks to them, a couple of great guests with us on Tee to Green today. If you're looking for golf, Golf Channel today, well, there's a couple of tours that are overseas. PGA Tour in Japan, the Bay Current Classic. Xander Schauffele has the lead going into the final round today. The LPGA Tour, the Buick Shanghai in China, it's over. Diabitical beat Minami Katsu in a playoff. And the over 50 segment, the Tour Champions, the SAS Championship in Dallas, Alex Chayka, a three-shot lead over 67-year-old Bernard Langer in second place, but still competing well on the Tour Champions. Meantime, whether you're playing indoors or outdoors this week, have fun, play great,
and hit them long and hit them straight. Thanks for joining us today on Tee to Green.